We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Bart Winkler Show. My name is Bart Winkler, and the Brewers have lost to the Diamondbacks 6-3. We are on the Dan Cheney YouTube stream, and also this is the podcast for Wednesday morning, and hopefully it is not the final day of the Brewers season. 162 games comes down to a little tiny three-game series. The whole thing is messed. There's not a seven-game series until the last round because the DS is five and this is only three. I mean, it's better than one, and they want to get more teams involved and into the playoffs, but it does happen so quickly where if you lose game one, you're fighting for your – I mean, the Brewers cannot lose another game until Saturday if they get that far. They have to win. This is how elimination works. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. They need to win or their season is over tomorrow. So very devastating stuff. I think this was a game where we could start in a lot of different places. Obviously, Corbin Burnes is going to be the subject of a lot of ire from people. I think it did feel sort of, you know, I put up a tweet about, like, you are here, Brandon Bostic, onside kick. But it is just another game in Wisconsin postseason where the improbable happens. Things you don't even expect or would ever imagine would happen, happen. Evan Longoria, the play where you know, at 37 years old, turning 38 this weekend. How does that happen? The Christian Yelich, you know, missing second base. How does that happen? And you knew when Terang, when it hit Terang's foot, you knew. Because an umpire could have just said, oh, there was no way in hell that hit him. So let's just keep playing. But then they gave it to the Brewers, and then they took it back. And then you knew they were not going to score the rest of that inning. A couple of comments coming in already. People are overjoyed. Ugh. Did you not expect it? Stinky poo-poo. This team is cursed. Year after year, choke job. Most annoying fucking team ever. I want a refund from Pato for my tickets. Cameron says, I am so violent. People not doing great tonight. Q, how we feeling?
I left when they announced Devin Williams was coming in. I just didn't have a good feeling about it. So I was there. It was a good crowd until it wasn't.
So they brought their closer in and you left at that point?
I thought it was so stupid. Why were they bringing him in?
Well, they had to bring him in.
I mean, did we?
The reason is you bring him in, he gets through in 15 pitches, you got him the next two nights, if it works. It didn't work. So he threw, what, 30-some pitches? Available tomorrow. They'll have to pitch him tomorrow, but then if they do, then they're not going to pitch him Thursday. So we talked about this on the YouTube pregame, is you have to play for the thing in front of you. You can't save it. I think they had to go with Devin. It's just, it didn't work out. I mean, that's one of the things that can be debated. That's fine, but it didn't work out.
Yeah. And that catch by Evan Longoria when the bases were loaded.
Very Chris Taylor-esque 2018.
It was unbelievable. Like, I've never seen somebody that old jump that high that isn't in the NBA. Like, that was incredible. So,
you haven't seen Tim Shea when there's one pack of donuts left on the top shelf.
I feel bad for Timmy. He overpaid for his tickets. He got his hopes up, and the Brewers are who we thought they were. I mean, this team is cursed. I feel bad for
Tim Shea because he works at 3 in the morning, and this was baseball's first four-hour game of the season.
Yeah, it was such a long game. How many pitchers did they use? It was like each team used like 10 pitchers apiece.
7 each. Yeah, 14 total.
Unbelievable. Total. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm definitely a Fairweather Brewers fan, so I'm not really feeling this loss like as bad as somebody like Tim or Brett is, but my heart goes out to the true Brewers fans. That's not fun, but I guess you guys are used to it at this point. Sorry you get your hopes up every year. So,
well, I'm glad you were a true trooper and stayed till the end, Q.
I did. I stayed till I knew we were going to lose. Man. So, all right. See you on the Bucks.
Talk to you tomorrow when the season's over.
Bye, guys.
Q. Adam says, what is this roster? Here's a Diamondbacks fan. Rattle on. Let's go, D-backs. Game literally couldn't have gone better for Arizona. Absolutely. It couldn't have. Corbin Burns wasn't able to do anything. Gave up a bunch of home runs. That one, oh, my God. That one from Marte, what was it, 200 miles off the bat? And they got to our bullpen, and now they've got Kelly and Gallen to go. They got their two guys. And we got Freddie. Hopefully he can go minimum 6. It's going to be tough. I got a lot of people jumping in, so I'll make sure to get to you guys. Tack is here. How you doing?
What's up, Bart? I'm much better than I usually am.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got Freedom Boner outside the stadium. Freedom right. Bonnie left. His name was Freedom Boner.
I like him already.
All right. Well.
But yeah, the game was stupid. The bases juiced with no outs and we don't get a run. You kind of feel it right there. That was my kind of like, ooh, not going to go good tonight.
We had the first inning, you know, you get a run early, then the 3 straight strikeouts. Again, I mentioned with Bryce Terang, you knew. 6th inning, Yelich. I mean, it just – and this was a game, too, where there were 2 challenges that were overturned. I haven't seen one overturned ever in baseball.
The fact that the Yelich one was, like, called safe on the field but then literally overturned, I was pretty surprised because they didn't show a great replay. He might have got tagged on his hand, on his right hand, I think.
Speaking of right hand, Freedom Boner is back.
Hey!
What's up?
Man, those challenges were absolutely insane.
What?
Those challenges were absolutely insane. How can the Brewers get challenged on every close call, but never the Diamondbacks?
I think they wanted to overturn the 3rd one, too, and the baseball phoned in and was like, you cannot give them this, too. And I thought he only had 1 challenge.
I don't think anyone was challenging, though. I think it was just an umpire's call. I never saw a challenge come out.
Shit was terrible.
I think if you win your challenge, you continue to get them.
Yeah, but then I thought it capped out at 2. You can just challenge every inning you want, right? I guess.
Did the Diamondbacks actually challenge, though, or was this an umpire's call?
No, they do this little thing. They challenge.
Yeah. I mean, that hit by pitch, obviously he was not hit. That was fine. But that Yelich call, that was way too close to call.
How was the vibe in the stadium? I assume you were inside.
Oh, yeah. I was shitty. It was terrible. Like, everyone sat the entire time unless there was, like, a 3-2 at-bat. And people would stand up. Or if we had runners in scoring position. Otherwise, it was quiet. fans were yelling at each other, like, hey, actually be fans. It was ridiculous. It was sad. Yeah. Granted, I'm lazy. I didn't stand up either.
Well, I anticipate, like, however bad it was, it's going to be worse on Wednesday.
Yeah, could you guys hear us on TV? What was, like, the noise for you guys?
I thought the crowd looked fine. I don't know. You guys were having your towels at big moments. I mean, it didn't look like a World Series, but it looked like a crowd.
It was loud-ish.
Probably an unpopular opinion. Those towels are gross when everyone's spinning them all at once. And there's the film of the powder just coming down into your drinks and into your eyes and into your mouth. That's just disgusting. We need to stop with these rally towels. Oh, or get a higher quality one.
That sounds like a poor craftsmanship towel. I got a towel right here from 1993, Tampa Bay Packer backers. This towel held up for 30 years.
I remember
the deer towel. This is when they used to put craftsmanship in the towels. Brewers, ordered that shit at 11:30 this morning.
Oh, I remember the towels in 2000. Was it 10 when we won the NL Central for the first time in forever? Those things smelled like they were dipped in kerosene. I threw mine away.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I think
those are awful.
Print doesn't dry.
In the back room.
You what, Jack?
I have one of those kerosene stains.
Yeah, they don't dry the print.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, Mr. Boner, are you going back tomorrow?
No, unfortunately, I got lucky and bought one of those Cubs fans tickets. So I got section 108, row 7 for $50 because a Cubs fan bought it thinking they were going to go someplace. And hilariously, I got them for cheap. But no, I got to work tomorrow on Thursday.
All right. Well, thanks for jumping on. Thanks for your on the boots on the ground reporting.
All right. Thanks, man.
Freedom Boner.
Yeah, bye.
How about that?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Bart, I'm going tomorrow, so I will, I'm getting a ride there, so I'm not going to be able to, live stream on the ride. I just don't feel like that's appropriate.
But whatever you need to do is up to you.
But I am going. I will try to get maybe some boots on the ground tomorrow.
Okay, we could have some boots on the ground with Tack.
Maybe.
Sad Miller Park Minute. Guy's sad. He's not even in his this is the least professional you've ever looked.
Yeah, it's just a sad day. It's all downhill, man. It's just, I still have hope though. I have not given up. People were giving up in the third inning, and I'm like, no. So I still have faith in this team. Corbin Burns
said something on the broadcast, there's a lot of baseball left in this game, and it was 4-3, and he was right. And then I think
there was a lot of baseball left. So they were very accurate in saying that.
That was before the Terang inning. And it did feel, I still felt like it felt like the Brewers could get some more runs.
They could have. It ain't
after that. It felt like, okay, we're done.
How we didn't score a run. We're down 4-3. We've been fucking getting batters on base.
Base is loaded.
All day. Yeah, all day. There's how many did we leave on base tonight? Probably a lot. And just couldn't get one home for, what was it, 4 innings?
Yeah.
5 innings? Yeah, that was.
That's what made it feel so long, because we had runners, we had activity, and we just couldn't get anything across the board.
It was a
tough gotta run. Be Freddie game two.
My buddy just texted me a picture of him and Marlins man.
Nice. Oh yeah, Marlins man was there.
Sitting next to Amy.
He put on Twitter he thought that the Marlins were gonna be playing Milwaukee. That's why I got the tickets.
He also got a text from my friend Ryan Horvath, who got a text from Marlins man. Marlins man, because they start a relationship, a friendship. Was that Marlins man asked if Horvath was at the game, and he said, "I live in D.C. now."
Was that initiated by Horvath? I'm curious how that relationship started.
It started through the post game show somehow, and then I don't know. Horvath and Marlins man were like,
"Wait, through
did I have Marlins man on my show? I think I did. I don't remember."
What post game show did it start through?
Him with Tim Allen on WSSP.
Marlins man was listening to Tim Allen.
He called in a few times. Yeah,
that's amazing. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ask Horvath who's the most famous person in his phone, he's gonna say Marlins man.
No, I think Horvath's got some big time. Horvath's name. He knows that he's got Marcus Stroman. He knows all these guys.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah. This comment is from, I think, you. You said, "It will happen. Let's not jump ship yet."
It's game one.
Yeah. Maybe two.
I agree. It's game one. We got two games to go.
From a Wisconsin sports fan point of view, it's like the same shit that always happens.
We're done.
Thank God we got the Bucks thing when we did. Thank God we got Super Bowl 13 years ago. But this is just like, we're gonna lose in a weird way that we don't expect to lose. This is how it happens. And so from that point of view, that's where I think a lot of us are. From like, let's step back. Freddie can get game two. You know, it won't be that weird. But then you get to game three, and it's like, now we're screwed. So I don't know. I think the common sense thought is they can get it to a game three, and then. But
then
baseball,
you hope for magic out of Miley. Then you hope for one of Miley's good starts, and just hope and pray that he's taking a lot of good stuff out of council. Do you see where Miley sits every game? Do you watch that? I find that hilarious.
Where's he sit? In X-Golf?
No, he sits right next to council in the dugout.
Oh, how about my guy Grant Bills getting national exposure for a podcast he did on Paige Sporanic 3 months ago? Finally, he was in everything today. I saw that. Paige Sporanic tweeting at him, following him.
Wow.
They might fall in love.
I will say I do watch a lot of YouTube golf. So I'm familiar with Paige Sporanic, but yeah, I'm watching Bob Does Sports, and they're like collaborating with Paige Sporanic, so it's a good situation. If you watch YouTube golf, that is.
Sam is in Sussex. Sam, I'll bring you in here. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Bart. First time, long time.
All right, Sam. Nothing like heartache to get some new blood in the stream.
I found you when the Bucks got bounced, and I followed you this whole Brewers season, and you're one of the only guys that keeps the faith, and it kind of hurts to see you this way. I think we can come back. I agree with Tack and Miller Park. I think that Miley can be good game three. We just got to get there first. But what I want to ask you about is, does it seem like the local radio guys and like Milwaukee sports guys just aren't Brewers fans at all?
Don't do this to me.
I kind of know how you feel already, but it's just so scrolling through X or whatever it's called now. It's like, just say one positive thing, one optimistic thing. I mean, we really can't go down from here. On
Brewers at all?
What's that?
No, I'm going to have to now if you're positive.
No, Locked On Brewers is Chuck
Freeman.
Freeman.
Oh, I see his tweets. He's funny.
I don't know. I feel like Packers rule the day. They're all Packers, and I think what happens is if a group of people don't tweet, we'll do specifically Twitter, or talk about something, then when you see them talk about it, it's on a night like this. And so, of course, they're all going to be bitching because tonight was horrible. And then you're like, well, screw you. Where are you? Where were you when Chris Bosley threw the game on Friday that was meaningless? Where were you then? Where were you when, you know, we had a no-hitter through 11 innings and still lost? Like, right. Why are you only here on the really shitty high-profile times? That's my theory why a lot of Packers fans always hated Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, is because those guys would always call these horrific losses. So that's when you like, oh, Joe and Troy, they hate us. No, they're calling like franchise defining plays for another team. It's just right. It's happening against us. People are like, oh, these announcers are pro Diamondbacks. No, they're not. Evan Longoria stretched Armstrong as a 37-year-old man to make an impossible catch. Of course, they're going to be like, holy buckets. It's not, they're not like, you know, snake. What, Dak?
You're
raising your hand. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how else to approach
it. No, you're right. I don't either.
Yeah. Your boy Tyrone Taylor nearly did what you said of him earlier today.
Well, Tim called that he would be the big. He
almost had that potential three-run scoring, you know, hit.
Great moment for Tyrone Taylor when he did get the home run. This is a guy who has been fighting to make a roster spot for
former
15 FedEx years.
Driver Tyrone Taylor.
Yeah, he's been fighting for so long, and then that moment's just going to be evaporated in time because, you know, we lost.
I mean, he did what he needed to do. It's the guy who complained all offseason that we spoke badly about him in arbitration, and he went out and did exactly what we said. Why we didn't want to pay him more. So,
and that Longoria catch was incredible. You know, that should have scored two or three runs. So Tyrone Taylor's hot. Look for his bat tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Yelich had good at bats. He did kind of what we wanted him to. He's not hitting for power, but he gets on base. So,
well, that one out, one strikeout he had.
Eric, what the hell?
Eric, you can just do just. We don't have to. We don't have to professionalize this here. I do need to. I'm going to say bye to you. I need to make room for someone else.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
I just wanted to ask you about that because it just infuriates me to read online what these guys say.
No, I. You know, I don't. I think that. Is there anyone specific you want to throw under the bus?
I mean, the former head of sports at WISN 12.
I don't know Needles?
His name. Yes.
Oh, what did Needles say? He blocked me.
Oh, just a bunch of dumb shit. Let me see if I can find
do
him.
Say, do tell.
Yeah, Needles. I don't mind running down. Well, I'm at his. Never mind. I'm doing stuff for his former station.
Oh, he just kind of had a funny one.
But he's not there. Just I don't want to get in trouble. I got a good thing going. I'm doing CBS. I'm on TV. And I don't want to get in trouble anymore.
That's why I didn't want to say his name, but you said it.
Well, I should have painted the dots. He's always.
That's because you mended fences with Dario.
Yeah, me and Dario are boys.
Yeah, and I
it's
like
all about infrastructure like week.
Yeah, he's like the only one I got it through with.
I mean, I can read a couple, but
read the one that offended you enough to join the show.
Well, I mean, it was just kind of a culminating effect, but the thing that sent me.
Oh no, I get it. Okay.
He quote tweeted this crash on I-94 westbound. He's like, well, this is good news for the Brewers fans, at least. It's like, why do you gotta add that afterwards?
Weird, right? Yeah, that is
like, you're just trying to get a couple of favorites on your thing or whatever.
But damn.
Brewers are
those
in serious.
Guys retire, I mean, what are you going to do?
Brewers don't have any offensive all-stars and we're seeing why. our two all-stars allowed all six runs tonight. You know,
again, a lot of Twitter, is we used to punch our pillow. You know, I brought this up too many times. My grandparents had a bad call brick, one of those foamies, and they'd throw it during a Packer game. And so I imagine my grandpa, who's probably 55 when I'm watching games with him, instead of throwing a bad call brick, could I imagine my grandpa tweeting, like, fucking Brewers offense. Like, no, you just throw it, say it with your buddies. But now it's on Twitter, and now it's a whole shit, and now everyone gets in trouble all the time.
That's fair. I mean, your son's going to see you hopping on post games.
Yeah, they're going to watch all these grandpa on YouTube and be like, grandpa.
As grandpa scurry into the basement.
They'll be like, no wonder grandpa died when he was 43 of stress. These teams were awful.
Yeah, and I don't know about you guys, but I had to just stop watching it live and only watch games. I can't listen to those ESPN announcers. I mean, they're bad, and it just gets worse every broadcast I watch, no matter who the callers are.
It's hard when you're used to the local guy.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I think baseball really kind of, like, sucks with, because you're like, okay, I want to listen to, you know, like, Levering or, you know, BA isn't there as much, but, like, Levering, Rock are there pretty regularly. If they could somehow simulcast, like, get Euchre to do the radio and TV,
well, another thing
awesome.
Is with, like, football, when we get a Packer game, we know who these guys are because we watch all the football.
Right.
With baseball, like, Boog Shambi does Cubs broadcast and maybe select ESPN broadcast, but how much baseball over the year have you watched that's not Brewers? So a lot of these voices are foreign in that regard, and then you don't know who they are. Yeah. I'm going to bring in a Wisconsin sports masochist is how he's being titled tonight.
How's it going, Bart? First time, long time.
Look at you. Look at this.
Yeah, right? I had to hop in.
Before I let you have the floor, I do want to remind everyone about my good, good buddies at Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is Bart. Gummies. You may need some tonight, maybe into the weekend. My idiot's already looking at, like, all right, Sunday I'm going to be at my in-laws and I'll do a post-game show after, you know, we take on L.A. Not all that's in question. And so maybe on Saturday instead, I'll just get there, get the son to bed, pop a Delta 8, and just, you know, let the roof flow over me. And you can get these gummies and more, nighttime gummies, CBD, CBN, Delta 8s, Delta 9s, the mango free ones, you know, to get more alert if that helps you. Check them all out, happyplacetemp.com, promo code's BART, 25% off every order. All right.
Heartbreak discount? Yeah. A couple of the sleepy time ones maybe go on sale if we get knocked out.
What about promo code BORT? Does that still work?
BORT is not active right now. Maybe we could do a heartbreak promo with BORT. I'll talk to the guys. So if they lose, maybe we'll do a heartbreak promo. Mr. Masochist, go ahead.
Yes. So, boys, I don't know how you guys are feeling tonight, but this was – this is up there for one of the roughest nights as a Wisconsin sports fan. So I clearly, as you can see from my name, masochist, right? I'm here for
this is how I'll say the same thing about tonight that I said about the 2021 NFC Championship game for the Packers. If 2014 never happened, 2021 is the worst day of our lives. They might have even been closer somehow. So this is really an awful experience. But we're like, oh, yeah, well, Nationals and, oh, Chris Taylor and, oh, this is this and, oh, that's that. So at least it's like we're not getting punched in the face for the first time. It's like, all right, this is the sixth hit. I could take a few more. All right, go ahead.
Oh, I agree with you, Bart. It's rough. This is a rough one. It's the slow culmination that you could see throughout the game tonight, where it was like, hey, we take the lead, and then no, we give it up in the immediate half inning after that by our ace, right? Our ace that is arguing over 750K. It's a rough one tonight because Corbin Burns did not have a good game, and it was just not a good watch tonight after the Corbin Burns experience. The offense was not good there either, but Corbin Burns, man, just, I don't know. That's just, it blew the whole experience for me tonight.
Yeah, Burns definitely deserves more discussion. Four innings for him, four earned, five Ks, the three home runs, and of course the back-to-back was brutal. And again, Marte's homer. I mean, what a rocket that was.
That pitch was atrocious. Just absolutely atrocious. I get it. He's about his cutter, but he throws a cutter inside belt high to Marte, who's one of the best hitters in the NL, just rockets it out here. Come on.
They weren't cheap homers either.
No, they were not.
They were bombs.
So then where I wanted to go with that was fans immediately, like, I don't know if it's because, I mean, the arbitration's a part of it, but also this was a big game and he didn't produce. Fans turned on him. I saw one guy tweet, like, why couldn't Woody's injury have happened to Corbin?
I saw that. Awful. Yeah. Awful take.
I saw, you saw that too?
Awful yeah. take, but yeah. Like, what the shit? I mean, I consider myself part of the illustrious Brewers Twitter as Z Stells, Wisconsin Sports Masochist, but it is not tonight was not a good one for the Brewers Twitter experience or Brewers.
A lot of people saying that they think, like, Corbin Burns, you are a New York Met. Brian says, I'll be so happy for Craig Counsell when he wins a ship with the Mets. Richard says, Bart, the Brewers just don't have that high-powered bat on the roster. Too cheap.
Yeah, that Alonso trade that we were in on, but that's just also a Packer or a Wisconsin sports thing to do, is just we're in on every trade. It's almost like a Boston thing. We were one of the last teams remaining. I mean, if we would have gotten Pete Alonso, it would have been awesome. But
oh, yeah. Jason says, been here before. Some fucking guy named Ginker strikes out Yelich like he's Randy fucking Johnson, and our closer can't throw a strike. Greg says, am I wrong in thinking this is still Milwaukee's series? I felt Diamondbacks had to have a lot go their way to get this win. I think the Brewers will be fine. Well, that's, and I don't know when that comment came in, but that's kind of where I think, like, I would think that game two is very gettable. You know, I know they're going to throw Zach Gallen. Looks like Freddie's official. I don't know how it wouldn't have been. But then it's going to be Merrill Kelly on Thursday if we get that far against God only knows. Some version of Wade Miley for how long. They emptied the bullpen tonight. Again, though, they have, if they win, they play Thursday, and then they do a Friday off. So, not, you know, there's a buffer day, but then you play Saturday.
I think that comment's kind of dead nuts, though, because that guy is right. I mean, how often out of – how many starts did Corbin Burns have this bad? Just one other start. Three home runs. Four runs. I mean, that's very uncharacteristic. That shot that Evan Longoria picked off. I mean, a lot of things did go their way, unfortunately.
I mean, how many right. pitchers did they use tonight? They used like six, seven pitchers tonight.
Eight or
right?
nine.
So, I mean,
I think it was nine.
Yeah, seven for each.
Their tax,
we got to them. We did get to them. It was just a matter of big hits.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying they're taxed tomorrow for sure. I'll be at the game tomorrow. So
are we.
Boots on the ground. More boots on the ground here going on.
Oh, good. I need boots on the ground. No, look at this comment. JR says, maybe don't celebrate like winning the World Series before the playoffs even start. I don't think anybody did that.
No.
You got, it's 162 games. It's such a grind.
We're excited for the playoffs, yeah. And we thought, hey, this might be a World Series team. Let's be excited. Let's get behind our boys in Brew. Hashtag Grant. And then Woodruff goes down. We don't deserve this.
No.
that Julio Teheran DFA really hurts.
You know what else that. I want to bitch about? Here's something I want to bitch about. Mark Attanasio talking today, saying all the right things. You know, I want to keep this team here. And then he said something like, I want to ensure that we're here through 2050. You don't ever say no. Now I'm already thinking, well, if we get the stadium deal, now you're leaving in 2050. Say Milwaukee forever. Don't put an exit ramp out there. Very minor thing he did that I will blow up. And why do we need Rick Schlesinger up at the post-game, pre-game interview with Mark Attanasio? How is Rick Schlesinger only available at like podiums? Like, you want to talk? Can I get a phone with Mark? No, but you can come to the podium. That's when he'll do it. Okay. Rick should be available at any time to anybody.
You've got beef with Rick.
No, I don't. I just think he sucks at his job. All right. I'm going to bring in a new crew of dudes. So I'm going to say goodbye to you guys for now.
Thanks, Bart.
It's great to see you all.
Thanks, Bart. Great to have some
first timers. Don't be a foreigner. We'll be right back here Wednesday night on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream.
Go Brewers.
Go Brewers.
Let's go Brewers. Go.
Thanks, gentlemen. Now I'm going to kick them all out. Oh, my God. Badger Bloody's just popped up. Hot Take Jake popped up. And Cameron's falling asleep, but I got him. All right, Badger Bloody's Dame Time, baby, is Hot Take Jake and Cameron. Guys, before I get into this, let me remind you about my friends at the Wisconsin Bike Fed. Guess what? I was walking. I took my car in. Riverside Automotive, free plug. They did my tire, patched it up, $25. And I walked home on Oakland, and I saw a Wisconsin Bike Fed lawn sign because I've been telling you the message of slow down, look around, turn your lights on, right? Because it gets darker and people are crazy in their cars. But I saw a sign that says, hey, it was a 3-foot sign. You know, when you're in your car, give the drivers 3 feet. And I was driving my kid to swimming tonight, and I was behind a biker, and I could tell he felt like, oh no, this car wants to dominate the road. And then I totally went to the left side of the street so that he could. So be careful to bikers. Now, there was also on the way home from swimming, an older pedestrian couple that darted out into the thing before I had the chance. Okay. Just don't be WisconsinBikeFed.org. All right. Bloodies, were you there tonight?
No, I was not. I was watching from my couch with a couple beers. The consumption rate obviously increased as the game went on. Also, thank you for having me on. Always nice to be here on the Dan Shaney YouTube insurance stream. Still got the koozie from the tailgate. Man, Bart, time is the flat.
Here's a koozie you guys don't have. Carl's Place.
Is that a, you know, $7,000 koozie that you get a free golf simulator with?
I could see if there's a good deal. Carl could set something up. All right, you were saying.
Yeah, man. Time is a flat circle. Like, I feel like I've been in this same situation with these same emotions just time and time and time again. Really got the sense that it started with the news of the Woodruff injury, and that was sort of the first domino to fall for a whole series of unfortunate events. It's not so much one thing. It's all the things. Like, I feel like if the game had been decided on the amazing stretch catch, either one of the overturned calls, that's easier to live with than all of them happening simultaneously in addition to Burns absolutely underperforming tonight.
Well, and that's, you know, 2014. It's many things that happened. And then they tack on some runs at the end, and so it's like, oh, okay, well, would those have mattered? Well, of course they would have. You know, this game had a few opportunities to break out and break out early, and the Brewers just could not convert that. They got a home run. That was good. And then, you know, these defensive plays that teams are getting on us, it's just unfortunate. They did mention on the broadcast, too, going back to Burns, like Corbin Carroll's home run, they talked about how he basically readjusted his whole strategy in the at-bat. And, you know, Burns was throwing pitches that were very hittable. And then Marte just came up there and, you know, Burns is like, oh, whatever. He just like Burns. This is a bad night for Burns. And I know he's going to be feeling bad about it. And he's going to get a lot of people really saying a lot of things that are much meaner than they need to be. But he's your ace. Josiah says can't lose up 3-0 with your ace on the mound. He's your ace. He was some sort of insurance even when Woody went down. And now they lost.
And okay, I get the sense. I feel like if the shoes were on the other feet, if it had been the Brewers on the other side of those calls, it goes the other way. And, you know, maybe if it's the Brewers going up for the catch, it goes over the glove and the runs score. And it's so hard not to feel like anytime it's Wisconsin sports involved, if there's a 1% chance of something happening that's never happened before, or it's a record, or it's something that a guy has never done in his career, we're going to be that 1% that it happens. And I mean, this is Bucks, Badgers, Packers. It always seems like you see some random stat popping up on the TV. First time a team has done X, first time a player has done so-and-so. Like, it always happens to us at the worst possible time.
Kevin says, look at us all pretending like we were fully invested in this team as a deep playoff team. Cameron, you've got a lot of comments in here as well. Many anti-Jesse Winker comments.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that – can you hear me?
Very good? Well, yeah.
Okay, good. I don't know what that was about. I'd rather have Terang in there. I think he took his
spot. Then he was, like, hurt. That would have – yeah. I thought he was going to get two strikes, be hurt.
That kind of, like, put a stamp on that, like – this experiment with him. Like, he hasn't played in months. He's in AAA, but that's not the majors. He's been, hasn't had an MLB at bat in months. This council decides to bring him on the roster and then give him an eighth inning leadoff at bat when we need guys on base and it's someone who doesn't get on base. So I didn't like that call. I was very violent with my actions. I didn't punch a wall or break my hand or anything, but like, I was seething. I wasn't thrilled.
Well, you look like you're in good shape. You look like you.
Yeah, I'm fine now. I didn't go tonight. I'm just wearing this because I was riding a hot streak with this jersey. I figured I'd put it on. So now I got to wash it.
Well, sorry, buddy. Jodo says the shit pig Brewers season is over. There is a game Wednesday and possibly Thursday. And then possibly a 5-game series after that.
Ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Jake,
it's over.
Jake, yeah, that was a perfect cue right into
the convo.
It is over. It was over before it began. Like, everybody, I can be the villain here, but you guys got to start listening to me. I'm not wrong on these things. This is who the Brewers are. They find a new way every single season to rip your heart out just as you're getting to that peak moment. Like, I know the phrase LOL is used now so much that it doesn't mean anything anymore. Like, it's just a punctuation mark at the end of a tweet. I literally laughed out loud when I saw Brandon Woodruff was hurt because, of course, he's fucking hurt in some weird fucking very last or end of the season way. Like, that's who the Brewers are. I don't know. Like, I don't buy into the whole, like, it was a weird game. This could have happened. This could have happened for the other team. That's just playoff baseball. All the weirdest shit happens in every single game, and you just hope to be on one end. But this is kind of worst case scenario for Milwaukee. Your ace goes, he gets shelled. You use up all those pitchers. You wasted, I think, what do they have, 12 hits tonight? You wasted a good offensive night where you just couldn't get that one hit. The odds that you're going to put up 12 hits tomorrow, good luck. I don't take joy in always being right, but I mean, it is what it is. I'm like the Joker. I'm not a monster. I'm ahead of the curve.
You know, I will say if I can get in between, Jesse Winker's, where am I going with that sentence? If I can talk about Jesse Winker, I get the, I can live with the rationale, but I think the whole point of him was, because I thought that the Brewers, they built their roster for specific moments when they would want a guy. And I thought, like, Winker, there's a couple guy on base, you know, bring in Winker, make him.
You need a strikeout. Yeah.
Make him work in it. Like, make him work in it, after I walk.
Just lay it on every swing.
I was stunned to see him. He let off an inning.
He was that late was on every swing. Every swing.
Can I say something? I know a lot of people are worried about Council going to the Mets. Why don't we just let him? If this is how he's going to manage in a big game situation, find somebody better. I know he's from Whitefish Bay, but what were they possibly thinking with so many of these decisions today, from the roster to the pinch hit to, again, I forget who said it, but throwing Williams out there in a non-save situation that never fucking works with a closer. it messes with their head. Like, I don't understand it. Whatever. If he wants to go to New York, take Burns with you. We'll move on. It's time to start a new era.
Okay, so let's not do the whole, like, funeral vibe tonight. We got another show to do that tomorrow if they lose, okay? Let's not be all funeral here tonight. I'm going to go five wide, get Austin in here. Hey. Really tiny boxes. All right. Everybody is this the best I can do? Everybody's there we go.
Done. That's better. I'm not done. I'm going tomorrow. I'm getting the dub tomorrow.
Everybody's in the fucking done club, huh?
I'm not. No way.
I'm not. I'm straddling the fence pretty clearly. I am doing that.
I'm not. I'm not over. I learned my lesson when we were down 0-2. I'm not done.
I have two eyes, so of course
Austin,
I am.
Go ahead, Austin.
One goddamn game, and we're done. Everybody's done. Isn't that the Tim Allen rant? Oh, we're done. What are we done about? Everybody in American Family Field was done after the back-to-back to back homers. I don't get it. I don't get it. Everybody just stopped fucking cheering. I don't understand why we're all just quitting after you're down one fucking run. Now you're down one game. You're telling me that Freddie can't go out, pitch a gem, and then we go see what happens in the third game in the wild card? We're done?
Hey, I'm gonna play an $11 DraftKings single entry tomorrow with Freddie as my captain, I believe.
I'm doing the Angels in the outfield. It could happen.
Although I did play Burns there tonight. I didn't win.
Austin, I want to believe just as much as anyone else. And I'm not saying I'm on the done train yet, but I have certainly started the engine and I'm getting it warmed up.
Fuck that.
Depleted bullpen going up against two aces.
You take a knife to those tires and you make sure it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, trains don't have tires. So
okay. All right. Well, then put a penny on the track and disrail it. I don't care what you have to do, but I don't like this. What are we doing?
I don't like it any more than you do. I also hate when Hot Take Jake is right.
He's not right.
You know what I hate? And I said this after the Packers. I hate how sad they made Sean O'Connell. I hate how unchill the Brewers have made Austin tonight. That is not cool. And I will not forgive the Brewers for doing that.
See, you might not admit it, Austin, but you're a victim here too. They've got you unhinged.
No, you ain't a victim. Oh no!
I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to go again tomorrow.
Don't waste your money.
I can't handle the truth.
Where are you sitting tomorrow?
I'll have to buy tickets.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I know a lot of people are upset. I don't understand being upset. Okay, if you're walking down a dark, like dingy alley, there's broken glass. There's like, you know, drug needles laying about, and you see a dog chained up, and it looks hungry, and it's growling and barking at you, and then you go up and try to pet the dog and it bites you. You can't be mad at the dog for biting you, so you can't be mad at the Brewers for letting you down, because that's what they do. They might as well have it printed on their uniforms: we will let you down. That is what the Brewers are as a franchise. So don't be mad, like, just deal with it. It is what it is. It's Dame time, baby.
I'm sure some people are mad, but it's more of a disappointed but not surprised. Like,
right. I'd have to agree. Deep down,
even you, like, I know there's people that are way bigger Brewers fans than me. And if you ask them on Truth Serum,
I don't know. This is still pretty, like, really think, like, it's pretty. This shit's happening again. Like,
thank you.
And no, but at some point, it's like,
it's not.
At some
over.
Point, there's a last good surprise. But then I'm at the point where it's like, what is the fucking point? What are we gonna do?
We're gonna win the next two fucking games. What are we talking about? Why is everybody being a wet napkin?
Patty says she was at the game. The towels were fine. Crowd was fine, and still there was nothing to cheer about. Poopy pants. Guys, so these aren't just like names that I read that you just put in that minute. These are names that you have your YouTube account subscribed as. So I registered a YouTube account. As Poopy Pants.
I don't know about that one. 2019 was fucking tough.
He says this loss is more painful than the Grisham wildcard game.
So. No, it's not.
Mainly because we have tomorrow and Thursday to play for.
Yeah, we at least
if
have
we
did, more.
If we lost tonight and it ended, it's 19 still hurts more.
I don't think any of these hold a candle because this is the worst team of all the Brewers playoff teams since 2008. So, like, they
no,
never
2020
really had a shot.
Was worse. Are you kidding me? 2020 was terrible. The COVID season was awful. We had Jed Jerko start.
I mean, we've
that
got
counts as a season if you really want to count
Mark
that.
Canna having the stretch of his life, Carlos Santana, like Jesse Winker. Like, come on. Let's just call it what it is.
2020's roster was so much worse.
Okay, Jake. I want to give some props to Craig Counsell then.
For what? Because you're trying to thin ice with this comment.
In the lineup.
Okay, yes. All right, that's about it then tonight.
Okay.
Because his Winker selection is right there.
Well, what was exactly with Telez then? Did he have a minor injury?
No, he's batting. His OPS is under 500. Under 500 this last month. You shouldn't fucking play.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give Counsell, like, it's... You have to the choice between shit and fucking shit. Like, what are you going to do?
Okay, so between the choice of shit and fucking shit, if Corbin Burnes doesn't give up three fucking jacks, this game is never a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's never a fucking question, and he managed it perfect.
I still don't think if he's still... I think if we're winning, we
three
don't
jacks.
Put Jesse Winker in. So there's that one.
Three.
What about this one, guys? What about this one? That if you want to get real into the weeds on Brewers baseball, and this is by far the most into the weeds we've ever been.
Yes, without question.
Since I started a podcast, I started a Brewers podcast 50 minutes ago, and I'm still talking Brewers.
Hell yeah, baby!
Wow.
Hey,
you got a lot of people showing up tonight.
Tim Shea. Where the fuck is he? Get his ass in here.
He was a section below me, Jake.
Bang, bang. Shots
dude,
fired.
He's
bang,
sleeping.
Bang.
He's got to get up in like 2 hours.
All right. Aaron says, guys, you ask. Here he is. Wait.
Yeah, Timmy.
All right. I got Badger Bloody. So I take Jake, Austin Cameron. Tim Shea's driving home. The thing I wanted to mention is Aaron said, isn't Victor Caratini Burns' personal catcher?
I still would have played Contreras.
I would have too.
And then DH Contreras.
No, still catch Contreras. He was excellent tonight.
That throw he had with the strikeout.
All throws.
The strikeout throw out was so incredible.
All right, hey guys, we got to give the floor to Tim.
Yeah, Tim, sorry, I'm glad Jimmy, you made it home.
Hold on.
Home safe.
I'm gonna mute everybody real quick, just for a second. Besides Tim.
Hello, Bart.
Are you ready?
Not tonight.
I need three shakeaways.
Jesse Winker. What the fuck? What? Just wasted a spot on him. I hope his thumb or whatever was broken with him. He's gone. Get him off this roster. Rowdy Telez will be on this roster tomorrow morning. 10 guys left on base? Shame on you. Number 3, Craig Counsell. Booking his flight to New York tomorrow? Question mark? Maybe?
All right.
No, I'm serious. That was awful tonight.
Why?
The whole game. The whole game tonight just mismanaged. Jesse Winker coming in. Shame on
me. There is a chance they could change the roster if they declare him injured.
They better find a magical injury with him tomorrow.
I mean, where does that go? Like, if that's it, where does that go in all time? Just waste of Brewer career. Guy hasn't played for 6 months. You bring him back out of nowhere. He has two strikes,
also,
gets hurt.
Also, can't use shakeaway number 4. Can't use Devin Williams tomorrow.
No, can't. You can.
Okay.
Why not?
because he's going to – because if he blows something or blows the game tomorrow, he's going to blame it on, well, I was out there the night before with
– Hold on, Austin. What's I'll unmute you guys. What's that, Austin?
What? Devin Williams can't pitch 2 days in a row?
Yeah, I think Tim thinks we're talking about Josh Hader.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
He can't pitch 2 strikes in a row. Who cares?
No.
Okay, well, then what are we doing? Then look, get rid of them all then at that point. You can't go 2 days in a row as a
Not receiver. Devin Williams.
He pitched a lot of pitches tonight, though, too.
So exactly like Bart said, was he taking a page out of Hader's book? Then fuck you.
You know what Austin's like, right? Austin's like... Like the asteroid's coming to hit Earth.
I'm so pissed.
And
right
it's like 5 minutes away, and we've tried everything. And Austin's like, I'm gonna yell at this thing, and you're just like shooting a gun at this space rock. Austin, this is not you that I've known.
You're so a wreck. Upset right
you're
now.
A goddamn wreck.
He's it more violent than I am right
feel
now.
Like there is. An impending asteroid coming, or you're just watching a train going at a car stuck on the tracks, and there's nothing you can do. The only thing that would have made this game worse is if it had been an elimination game.
Yeah, I feel like I need Sean O'Connell out here. Right,
well, you get that crazy. You get that elimination game in less than 24 hours, my friend.
Guys, Brewers are favored tomorrow, as Joe says. I do think Freddie has an all-time nuts performance. And we are going to game 3.
Oh, boy.
7 innings, 15 Ks coming. Let's go.
Get it.
Let's go.
Yeah. No, Freddie's going to go 7 innings and have 22 Ks. He'll have 3 Ks every inning, and then there'll be 1 inning where there's a drop third strike, and he'll strike out that guy, too. 22 Ks.
Then why is he going on? Why is he going only 7? Make him go all 9, get 27 strikeouts.
Oh, because then, like, in classic Brewers luck, he'll, like, slip on a piece of gum going into the dugout. Or Ryan Braun will be warming up and he'll whack him in the face.
Fuck Braun.
Hey, Bart, I do want to tell you something real quick. There's a new person that started at work, and I was talking to them about the Brewer game, and I was like, I was thinking about wearing my Hank the Dog Truther shirt. And they were like, what is Hank the Dog? So I told them the whole story.
Bark, bark.
About Hank the Dog.
Did steroids make it into the conversation?
Yes. Roy.
Okay, good.
Ryan Braun made it in the conversation. And then how there was this fake Hank that won the Golden Hydrant in 2016. And there had been a few Hanks. That had came in and out, and it didn't go over well, but it was, they understood the story. It was big truther here.
The real Hank is the friends we made along the way, right?
A couple of things. I got post-game transcripts. Counsel on Winker says he has an oblique issue there. Haven't spoken with the trainers yet.
Yeah, Why was he put in?
Tim. I like I said before to these guys, I understand, like, if you think there's a spot for him, there's a spot for him. Leading off an inning? Craig says, we'll be fine in the bullpen tomorrow. No issues there.
Yeah, there are issues there.
Bring in Chafin.
I'll believe it when I
redemption,
see it.
Redemption game for Chafin. Let's do it.
Chafin's not on the roster.
We'll bring him in. Get rid of Jesse and bring another pitcher in for Chafin.
Corbin, did he say anything good? No. Nothing that good.
Corbin, take the blame.
Anything? I'm going to take off, guys, but Tim, I'll take your apology right now, or you can send me an apology card.
No. No apology card. I feel like it's the Phil, you have the Phil Roswitz effect, so goodbye. Just goodbye.
It's Dame time. Get behind a winner. And lastly, fuck Ryan Braun. Fuck Aaron Rodgers. Those guys are real jerks.
Let's go, Brawny.
Jackson, do you think this is payback for all the steroids Braun did? No. Somebody said this is the curse of not retiring Cecil Cooper's number.
Jesus Christ. I feel like the next person that should be retired should be Braun, but there's going to be a lot of controversy behind that one.
Nope. It won't be Braun. Don't worry.
It'll be more national media than local media, I think.
He's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
Braun's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
Exactly, Tim.
Until MLB changes their rules. Guys, it's written in the books. If your number is retired, you have to be a Hall of Famer in the MLB. Find me somebody who's not a Hall of Famer that has a number retired.
That's not even remotely true.
Yes, it is. Go ahead. Find me. Go. Name someone. Now, don't look it up.
Well, then how am I going to find out, you dumb fuck?
One, two.
Bob Uecker.
Okay.
He's a broadcaster Hall of Fame.
That's exactly.
Thank you.
And that's the only example I can come up with.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
I was going to make up some, like, 1910s.
Tim, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Malarkey.
Do you have anyone?
I think Tim knows what he's
talking
about.
Do I have anyone?
Yeah, go.
First of all, why are you so – it's in, no, that's a Brewers unofficial thing they do. You just said it's in the books. What books? What books?
I'll show you tomorrow if you want me to.
Hold on. No. No. Guys, I'm going to mute you for a sec.
I have a book at home, an MLB, like, rule book at home. I'll show you tomorrow.
Ready? Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Billy Meyer, ooh, Pirates. Fred Hutchinson, Reds. Billy Martin, Yankees. Lou Whitaker, Tigers. Dale Murphy, Braves. Steve Garvey, Padres. Johnny Pesky, Red Sox. Joe Mauer, Twins. Roger Maris, Yankees. Dick Houser, Royals. Tom Kelly, Twins. Michael Young, Rangers. Jim Fregosi, Angels. Ryan Zimmerman, Nationals. I'm only a fifth of the way there.
Are those numbers or names? Because I believe those are all names.
They're names of people who have had their numbers
names.
Retired.
They're not numbers.
Tim,
names.
What are you talking about?
They are names. At least
no, 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 no. Yep. You don't retire fucking names, Tim.
Their name. It's called the Ring of Honor.
These are. I'm reading retired numbers.
Names again.
Ken Boyer. Hey, Tim. Tim. All right. Nothing you can do about this one. You know whose number's retired by the Reds, you dumb fuck? Pete fucking Rose.
No. The Reds? No.
Pete Rose. No, they retired the name Rose. Get the fuck out of here.
This is awesome. Ted Kaczynski.
Paul Konerko, Dick Allen, Thurman Munson, Todd Helton, Keith Hernandez,
Bill
Harder, Billy Pierce, Luis Gonzalez, Barry Bonds, Jorge Posada, Don Mattingly, Will Clark, Jimmy Wynn, Andrew Jones, Johnny Oates, Adrian Beltre. I'm skipping names now. Mike Scott, Randy Jones, Dave Stewart, Don Wilson, Andy Pettit, Jimmy Reese, Bernie Williams, Don Zimmer. The Cleveland fans aren't in the Hall of Fame. They've got number 455 retired for them. There's a guy named William Shea of Shea Stadium. They retired the last name Shea.
That's me.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Am I in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, my God.
This is good. This is quality content.
Oh, Bart, I hate you.
You got cooked, Timmy.
You got cooked.
I do.
You got cooked.
We'll have to see what Bodie says tomorrow. I'll let him decide.
Just take the L, Tim. Oh.
Take it. You kind of have to.
Nope. Not taking this
Tim,
one.
I thought that you were right on that. I
did
you
remember
right
how like confident he sounded? That was fucking weird.
You know what? No. Let's take a time out.
It's in the book.
Dude, if you had cited, if you had been like, it's
what book?
34.
Leroy Butler's cookbook.
I would have been like, okay.
My Leroy Butler cookbook. Yes.
All right. I'm gonna wrap up on that note. We are winning tomorrow. We are winning tomorrow. Right. Get to the game if you can. I'll have a post-game show. Niger Morgan's throwing out the first pitch. They are not losing. They are favored. Freddy Peralta, big day.
22 Ks coming up.
22 Ks
Let's
in
fucking
seven innings.
Go, Brewers.
We're not dead yet. We're only mostly dead.
gentlemen, who joined all evening. Let's get a lady to join us tomorrow. Let's get Paige in here.
I'll get a lady. Don't worry. I guarantee you a lady to join tomorrow.
Paige Ferenc.
Get everyone else out here. I want to talk to you alone for 1 second.
Love you guys.
Bye. Whoa.
Like, oh, dear Lord.
Like on the show, or do you want me to wrap up the show?
I'll wrap up the show.
Oh, you want to spill the tea a little bit?
Yes.
All right, I'm done recording.
Go through.
All right, we're back tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.